We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition, The Drive, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz in the host chairs. Max Power produces and engineers this show. 869-1240 is the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. We'll be giving away tickets to Chris Christopherson a little bit later in the show. Those tickets don't go on sale until later in the week, but we've got a pair to give away a little bit later in the show today, so be listening for that. Second round matches in the World Series of Face-Off. Tomorrow we move it out to side pockets for the quarterfinals. But the second round matches today involve Justin Wasmuth and Daniel Cooey, Chris Marker and Chris Davis, Dan Barber against Joel Ramos, and Pat Pask and Jason Trower. As we whittle this thing down to eight players from its original 32.
Crazy, right? And then we got to play two more days to get it down to one.
Got my tickets for the TBT today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's going to be they sold a lot of tickets for Thursday. I could only get into row 21.
Uh-oh.
But for Saturday.
You can look down and say hello.
You got a press pass, really?
Of course I did.
What are you doing?
I'm working.
You're working?
Yeah.
Well, tell me how you're working.
I'm observing
for
the
show.
Yeah. Why would I get a ticket when I could get a pass?
Because I want to take my wife and sit with her.
I think you should. I'll be down on press row with the luminaries, with the bigwigs.
Are you cheap?
Why would I buy a ticket?
What affiliation? No offense. We appreciate your work on this show. But what are you doing to work at this event?
Do we not do Wichita State basketball on this network over on KYN and KNSS and KFH? We do the post-game show, and I'm a big part of that.
You are?
Huge part of it.
You talk about an inflated opinion of oneself.
Why would I buy a ticket when I don't have to? Why would anybody buy a ticket?
I didn't have to. I think I've got a media pass.
No, did you put in for one?
Yeah, here's what I thought. Either I'll go with my wife or one of her friends can go. She wants to go. So Thursday it'll be rushed because we're out at side pockets until 6, and KU, the self-made, start at 6. Aftershocks at 8. What if they both lose? That place will empty like a...
Well, they might both lose, or they might both win, or they might go one. We don't know. We have no idea. Wichita State probably should beat this Iowa club.
But anyway, they haven't yet sold a lot of tickets for Saturday because people are waiting to see how Thursday goes.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
So I got row 6 Saturday.
Well, you may be watching Iowa against whoever KU plays. Colorado, is that who they play?
I don't know who I'll be watching.
K-State's out there. They play Friday, so...
I don't think I'd buy a ticket to go see K-State.
That team is in shambles. Have you looked at their roster? They've got 6 guys on it, and that's a team that's in danger of going out early.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing works. Shockers ought to be pretty good, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah, they're pretty loaded from the past 10 years of guys. They pretty much have everybody you'd want on that team.
They got guys that could play. They got defensive guys. They've got guys who can score. They got big guys. I mean, whoever put together this roster did a nice job.
Well, no doubt. Karen Bradley did. That's mostly.
Nice job, Karen.
KU plays sideline cancer.
I don't know how that'll go.
And I don't really know any of the guys on their team.
But it's here. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon at Coke Arena. 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock on Saturday. Am I right about that?
Sure. Sounds right. They don't play Sunday though, right?
No, the championships would be Sunday, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. So I didn't get tickets for Sunday.
I told Andrew I'd go out and do a game with him at the NBC World Series on Saturday. Man, that's going to be a long day.
Wait a minute. I didn't think the Mulvane Patriots made it.
He's able to broadcast every 1 o'clock game, he said. Uh-oh, he was supposed to announce that on the show. Andrew, call.
Wait a minute. Andrew, here is Andrew. Andrew, you were
terrible now.
What? That's awful.
Jeff. I'm so sorry.
Wow, Jeff.
I'm so sorry.
That's my huge news, Bob.
Well, that's awful. That Jeff robbed you of that.
Yeah, I did stomp all over that, and I apologize.
So wait a minute. You're doing every 1 o'clock game?
For the NBC, yes, sir. I just got asked to do it yesterday, and I'm gladly taking it, of course. And just another step forward in my broadcasting career.
Well, who are you broadcasting to? Is this on the NBC website?
It's on the NBC YouTube channel and Facebook.
So 1 o'clock games, Andrew is going to be behind the mic.
Yep, and Jeff will be there. And Bob, if you want to come to a 1 o'clock game, just let me know. I need some color guys, so I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, I don't know that I could stick to being a color guy. I'd probably try to take it over. I just know myself.
Care.
What's that?
Hey, you can do whatever you want.
You need to get the experience.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait. I'm so humbled and honored that they gave me this opportunity. So it's one of the best things you can do around here in Wichita, that's for sure.
Well, we're excited for you. That's going to be tremendous stuff.
I'm over the moon excited, and Jeff, thanks for spoiling it, man.
No,
I was super excited.
Thank you, Andrew.
Bye, guys.
Boy, what a terrible thing to do.
He got it out. Everything's good.
Well, I'm just hurt he didn't tell me.
Well, Andrew and I are a little closer than you two.
Is that right?
Of course it's right. What do you mean, is that right? Of course it is.
Andrew, 869-1240.
I'm a little closer in age, and
here's what I'd like, Andrew. I don't normally want two calls from one person in the same day, especially back-to-back, but I'd like him to call back and address that assertion.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
That you're closer to Andrew than I am.
I'm not saying that to, like, brag or anything. It's just the truth. He looks to me a little bit more often for guidance and advice than he would for you, and why wouldn't
he? But why? You have nothing.
Because you're 70.
There's the age thing.
Well, I think that's part of it.
What would happen, Jeff, if I said I'm not doing this show anymore, it's yours?
Then it would go off the air.
So what does that mean?
What do you mean?
So what would happen if you said you couldn't do the show anymore?
You'd probably quit.
You think?
Do you really want to do a show with Jason Duda 5 days a week? Is that your big picture thing right now?
If Duda would agree to do 3 days a week, I'd fill in the other two.
Who would be the other two?
You'd see.
And by the way, you might be doing the show with Duda on Friday.
What's going on Friday? Another big meeting?
Another 8-1-1 run meeting.
Have you notified Duda of this possibility?
Yeah, he said he's probably going to be able to do it. He'll let me know tomorrow.
Well, let's see. Here's Andrew again. Andrew, you heard Jeff.
Guys.
I hate to put you in the middle of a father-son skirmish.
Oh, come on. You don't need to fight over me. That's not fair. Can I be real with you, Bob?
Yes.
I be real with you?
Yes.
The only reason Jeff and I are a bit closer is because I have Jeff's personal number, so he helps me out with a lot of stuff.
I don't give my personal number out to many people.
Exactly, and that's I totally understand it. So it's all good. I love you guys both. You know that.
All right, Andrew. We
you
love
guys
you
know
too.
That.
Take
you
care.
Know that.
Andrew's now a little bit upset with both of us.
Why is he upset with you?
Because we're acting like children, and you instigated it.
Not really. I didn't mean to.
Vying for the attention of Andrew. It's sad.
I don't know if that's what I'm doing.
It's a little sad.
We like Andrew. We're glad that he's a part of our show.
Well, I'm glad he's getting this opportunity, and thanks to Kevin Jenks and the folks down there at the NBC for telling Andrew that here's what Andrew has that I admire.
Ambition.
Yeah, I would. that if you'd had ambition at his age, who knows what you could
have. Who says I didn't have ambition?
I do.
You don't know.
Well, if you had it, it wasn't apparent to me on the level that we're talking about, Andrew. He's just beating down doors to get to the top.
Yeah, he's interested in being at the top. I never really was.
Well, where do you want to be, in the middle?
Kind of, or lower. It's fine to be lower than the middle.
Really?
Sure, why not?
Well, this is a fascinating discussion.
Why?
I just felt like, and I'm not saying this, and please do not interpret this, that I'm saying to people that I've reached every goal I had, but I've always wanted to do something. Always wanted to make a mark.
But it doesn't matter if you're at the top or if anybody notices you. All that matters is that you're fulfilled within yourself. That's all that matters.
Do you feel fulfilled within yourself?
Mostly.
See, I never felt that.
Why?
I never felt fulfilled.
That's bad.
I sort of feel more fulfilled now that I'm older and I'm involved in something away off the beaten path of my career. But I never felt fulfilled in my career.
Well, that's unfortunate. Why?
Because you keep driving.
Not being unfulfilled is... I'm not talking about being satisfied.
I'm not saying I sat around and moped about it. I felt satisfied. I felt like I had done a good job, but I never felt like, well, I'm the man now.
If you're doing what you want to do, who cares what level you're at? If Andrew's happy for the rest of his life broadcasting the 1 o'clock game of the NBC World Series,
well, then he won't
and
be.
I know he's not, but if he was, great. That's awesome. Just do what you want to do. Work is overrated, and...
I hope your bosses heard that. I hope that the company you work for...
As part of life, work is overrated.
That's ridiculous.
No one sits on their deathbed and be like, man, I wish I'd done finished
that.
Yeah,
they do.
I finished that report back in
96. Of course they do.
No, they don't.
Here's Pastor Mike. What report haven't you finished?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. But, yeah, you know, I do disagree with Jeff. I agree with him most of the time, but... not that work should be our most important thing, but we are all designed to have a purpose. And, you know, our whole society is all like,
but
you got to work 5 days.
No, don't interrupt.
But your purpose can be outside of your
What's
job.
What's your purpose?
Oh, who knows?
To get Jason Eadie to agree to a podcast.
Well,
so go ahead, Pastor Mike.
Well, yeah, I know I teach a lot of parents how to help raise their kids. The Bible talks about it, and it's that you help them find their purpose. And you should never hate going to work, and it shows, Bob. You enjoy what you're doing. You even enjoyed the little the folks that called you a KU hater, things like that. You actually probably let that invigorate you some, and I think that you're the better for it. We all have a purpose. We shouldn't hate what we do. I love what I'm doing. I never want to retire.
Just for the record, Pastor Mike, I do like my job, and I like coming on the radio.
Right.
Okay.
But when
and
you say
should.
Work is overrated,
it is overrated.
Most people can't relate to that feeling. Work is not overrated in my mind.
And maybe it's because you like it. Because some people just hate their jobs, and that's too bad. Because we're not just here to consume. So many people talk about purpose in life is just to get more resources so you can consume more. And you're right about the deathbed thing. Nobody said I wish I had more time at work per se or more money. They're talking about relationships. And quite frankly, not to become too syrupy here, but you guys' relationship is, even though at times it's cantankerous, it is it's kind of enjoyable for us listening on the radio to hear you guys talk, because many fathers and sons don't talk at all. So you're providing a service
to
the community.
Let me just say this. On my deathbed, I'm not mentioning Jeff right now.
Of course
I'm telling you that right now.
As long as the check clears, we should be okay.
Yeah, I just got back from seeing Lion King here just a few minutes ago. So we have the whole circle of life thing going forward. I can just picture you holding Jeff up over a cliff and just kind of preparing him.
Thanks, Pastor Mike. We always enjoy hearing from you. Let's get back to the phones, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. And here's the real Dave. Dave?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, we must have tweaked you with something.
Well, it's back to the ageism thing here. The reason that his group or millennials or whatever you want to call them, the reason that they're happy with middle of the road or less than middle of the road is because everybody got a trophy, so they didn't have anything to strive for, nothing to fight for. They were all rewarded just for showing up. Where
I've never felt rewarded for showing up. That's never been my life.
Really?
No, okay. Never.
It's a millennial thing, and you know, if I had questions and wanted to know something about, you know, what the worst new music is, I'd go to Jeff. But if I wanted anything to do with life or anything in general, you'd have to go with Bob and his advanced years and advanced knowledge.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate
you bet, guys.
There you go.
I'm not part of that trophy. And who cares if people get a trophy? You live one time. No one's being hurt by a kid getting a trophy for finishing in last
place. In League 42, we give trophies to the first place team.
And that's it?
We acknowledge every other kid.
Does it damage or help anyone to be given or not given a trophy?
Well, it saves a lot of money.
Of course.
Okay? And my personal belief is that participation trophies are not a good thing. That's my personal belief.
Do you have any trophy that you ever – I mean, if you saved any trophies –
I used to have some trophies. I don't know where they are.
They fall apart in 3 weeks. Nobody cares about a trophy.
It's a good thing at the moment. Most of my trophies dealt with bowling.
So you didn't do well in your little soccer game. Here's a trophy. It feels good now. And in a week, it won't matter to the team who won, lost, fourth, seventh place. It doesn't matter.
It's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to get a championship trophy. It's not such a great thing to get a fourth-place trophy.
It's not good or bad.
I don't necessarily think fourth-place trophies are viable.
They either are or they're not, but no kid is validated
I did, okay? And I, this has always been a little bit of a sticking point because you've always taken on this philosophy that, well, as long as we're not...
So what's wrong with that?
Well, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying that ambition is a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people should have it.
Right. Ambition is a good thing. It keeps you going. Not to be satisfied is a good thing.
But if you are satisfied with something less than amazing, that's your prerogative.
It's okay to be... Listen... Amazing is in the accomplishment of the beholder, right?
Right.
What can be amazing for you may not be amazing for me.
If I were to do a podcast with Jason Eady and, we got 500 downloads or any podcast, so whatever, 500 downloads, that might feel great to me while others are striving for 200,000 or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just all in the eye of yourself, not even the beholder. It's just you. If it means something to you, then it means something. If it doesn't, whatever.
That's a millennial thing. I'm with Dave.
That's not a millennial thing.
It's a soft millennial.
Everyone should live like that.
I don't know if that's right or not.
You should feel good about what you're doing, regardless of the level you're doing.
What if you don't feel good about what you're doing?
You can still feel good about what you're doing and aim for more. I've never been like an aim for more person. I probably won't ever go into my boss and ask for a raise.
What?
I just don't.
For as long as you work?
Maybe.
You
don't
say,
know.
Hey, think I could maybe get a little bump?
Maybe.
I ask for raises all the time.
It's just something I don't think about. I'm doing okay, so why upset the apple cart?
Because they need to pay you what you're worth, and they shouldn't have you around without giving you a raise.
I agree, but if I get one, if I don't get one,
it's not necessarily
going to affect my self-worth.
I walked into the editor of the Wichita Eagle when they named me columnist and said, you gave me a raise, but you didn't give me enough. And
really?
You know what he did? He gave me more.
Well, that's good. Maybe I'll try that. But my boss is not listening. I believe he's out of town, so we'll have to have that conversation later.
You won't have that conversation.
Well,
there is no way in heck.
I have an annual review. I'll be eligible for a raise.
When is your annual review?
At the end of the year.
Well, as long as your annual review is a good one.
I haven't heard many complaints.
Oh, you are a piece of work.
Why?
I don't know. It's hard to believe at times that you're my son. You did not inherit certain aspects of my personality.
And that's okay, right?
Mm, They drive me crazy, to be honest with you. The fact that you didn't inherit that will to, I don't know.
I'm doing okay, though, right?
You're doing fine. But to hear you say, what'd you say about work?
Work's overrated?
That's
as
false.
As part of your life, I think it's overrated.
That's false.
I think your relationships matter. I do think that at work, your effort matters. And all that, doing your best, all
work
that
was
matters.
Always a key part of my life. Always. Key. Like, at times maybe too key, but always a key part of my life. Jim, you're up.
Yes. I got a longer question, but now I got a shorter one.
Okay.
If you got all these bowling trophies down in Derby, NBC star, all-time star, Jack O'Donnell, if I couldn't find him anyplace else, I could find him in the Derby bowling alley.
Yeah,
have more trophies than Jack O'Donnell? Yes or no?
No. I was a youth. My trophies came from my youth.
Hey, your youth. Oh, right. Okay. Anyway, my question is, being we're in the mode of the NBC, I think it's time to talk about NBC a lot rather than all these other goofy things. Like Jack O'Donnell, back in the day, was a manager pitcher. Manager, right. Pitcher, receiver, reliever.
Right. And there's four people, Jim, who know who Jack O'Donnell is that are still with
many?
Us. Four. And maybe two of them are listening to the show if we're lucky. So forgive us for not getting on this radio show and talking about Jack O'Donnell. Our show would go in the dumper quickly. What's your next point? Okay. Because you're running out of time, my man.
Anyway, let's talk about the NBC rather than some old statistic Goldie contest that somebody could sit there with a record book that could answer your questions in your games.
Thank you, Jim. We're going to play in the World Series of Faceoff. That's coming up next.
Are you sure Jim said we shouldn't?
I don't care what Jim said about the World Series of Faceoff. It's an institution.
You know, we'll have our fourth different winner in 4 years of doing it on this show.
Second round matchup, Justin Wasmuth, Daniel Cooey. That's next. This is The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.